I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick as we get ready for this week three game against Hampton Dumont Cal. Always big when it's the battle for Bradford. And coach, thanks for taking some time here. Before we talk about this upcoming game specifically, I just want to go back one more time. You've had a few days to kind of soak it in. Just kind of want to get your biggest takeaways from last week's 37-0 loss here to South Hardin in week two.
Well, last week we created too many mistakes, you know, offensively. We had to start some younger guys in some positions, and you know, it just didn't bode well for us in the beginning. Didn't play well offensively, and you know, I just got to do a better job of getting those guys in the right spots and getting them ready to go. It's always a good rivalry game with South Hardin. They're doing a great job over there. And so, you know, whenever it comes to that game, we've got to be, you know, geared up and ready. And we just weren't where we needed to be. But, you know, it happens, and we got to deal with, you know, young men and situations. So it's all good, and we'll recover and get back.
Yeah, and so when it comes to hopefully taking a step forward here offensively this week, you know, certainly as far as, you know, getting in the end zone, but also increasing production, you know, being more efficient in what you're looking to do, what are going to be some of the biggest steps this team is going to be taking here this week to put yourselves, you know, in the best position as you possibly can be this week?
The biggest thing for us as a whole is just leadership on the field. And, you know, that will help eliminate some of the mistakes. You know, we've been really preaching to our kids that they've got to take leadership and an ownership. Through the summer, we did some really good stuff. But the problem is we had coaches on the field and we were correcting them and kind of guiding them. And so what we've run into at this point is we need that team to kind of blossom and kind of do its own thing. And this would be a great week for us to do that. It's going to be fun to see, you know, how much we can gain in a week, how much better we can get and change. But, you know, I'm excited and optimistic that we'll take that step in the right direction.
Yeah, and so when it comes to the other side of the ball, when it comes to defending this Hampton Dumont Cal offense, what's kind of your synopsis of a scouting report for these guys, maybe the biggest focus areas against a team that they themselves had some trouble, you know, getting on the scoreboard, scored just 14 points here combined their first two games, a little bit more of a run-heavy look with multiple different backs getting it done for them?
Well, it comes down to which offense they're going to be. I think they're in a transition phase right now. You can see them, you know, trying to transform into a little more spread, being a little more sophisticated with their throwing game and, you know, with their quarterback situation, kind of bouncing back and forth between two kids. And so as a coach, you've got to be prepared for either scenario or situation. You know, if it's run heavy, we got to have a defense ready for that. And if it's, you know, more pass oriented, we've got to be ready for that. So kind of thinking, you know, two types of attack that we got to face this week.
You bet. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, what you guys are able to do in practice, when it comes to like correcting some of the mistakes you guys have made here throughout these first couple games, I have to imagine it's kind of a fine line between, you know, having, you know, some level of patience, but also a sense of urgency, right? Like what kind of comes to mind there for you?
Well, definitely a sense of urgency. You know, you put in a lot of work in the summer, and so some things are in place and, you know, some things are good. But you really can't tell until you get out there, you know, during the game and the Friday night. So, you know, we've had 2 weeks to kind of see, you know, where we need to improve upon and what we need to do. And, you know, it's we got to get going. It's time for us to kind of step up. And this would be a great week for us to kind of get some things turned around and get some things going in the right direction.
So coming into your third meeting here with Hampton Dumont Cal, your third season here, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
What are some of the biggest things that you remember about the previous two meetings with these guys that you can maybe take in here to Friday night?
Well, I know, you know, the first year that we played them, they were a big physical team, had some really, really nice looking kids, physical group. And that's the thing that, you know, that we're going to have to understand. They're still getting after the ball. I mean, there are some pieces that you're going, man, I haven't heard that name before. It doesn't really matter. They come off the ball, you know, defensively really well. They are aggressive. They're going to make you make mistakes. And that's the thing for our kids. They've got to understand that they can't allow those mistakes to happen. They've got a good amount of older kids, you know, that are in their ranks. I mean, they're primarily seniors with some juniors splattered through. And, you know, again, for us, you know, with some injuries and some other things, we're sitting there with primarily juniors, a few sophomores here and there. and a few seniors. So for us, it's one of the ones where we just got to, understand that this is a rivalry game, and we've got to do our part, and we've got to get into the game and survive the adrenaline storm and do some things right.
Yeah, and you just mentioned it. That kind of led into my next question here. Second straight week you're playing in one of these rivalry games. This time it happens to also be a North Central Conference opponent as well. So, from your perspective and for the team as a whole, what does this rivalry mean? I know Hampton-Dumont-Cal is a team you guys really want to beat. It's been, I think, 5 years since you guys last beat them as a program.
Well, we definitely want this. It'd be a big shot in our arm, to give us some confidence, as we get ready, in a couple of weeks going to district play. I think it's a necessary game for us. You get to this point when you just haven't had things go your way, and you need some things to happen. So it's a do or die kind of, game for us, and it's an opportunity for us to step up against a team that we feel good against. We know that they're a good team, and it's going to be a rivalry game and a slobber knocker, if you will. So we can't wait for that opportunity.
All right, and last question here for you. When it comes down to it, what would you say are the ultimate keys to victory or biggest X factors against Hampton-Dumont-Cal here on Friday night?
For us offensively, we've got to be able to sustain drive. We've done that, against Webster City. We drove the ball down the field that we didn't finish, in that game, and eliminate just us, our mistakes. Offensively last week, we had plays where we didn't even run the right direction, and some things were wrong there, and so that's something we got to eliminate for sure offensively. We did a lot better job of controlling the ball, as far as, we didn't have any fumbles last week, and in the first week we did. That's the biggest key for us, finishing the drives. And then on the defensive side, we got to figure out, what their offense is. Brady Haar is one of their key components, tight end, defensive end. And we got to stop him. So depending on what type of offense they're trying to run, we've got to slow them down and not let them score. And hopefully, if the defense can keep them out, offense can do enough things to put points up on the board.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alton football coach Eric Walkingstick talking about this upcoming matchup here with Hampton-Dumont-Cal. Appreciate the time, coach, and best of luck here on Friday night.
Thank you, and go Cadets.
You bet. More pregame coverage is coming up momentarily.